This coming Sunday is Father's Day, so I'd like to spend this week talking about the high calling of being a dad, not just a biological donor, but an engaged, godly father. It's been said that a child isn't likely to find a father in God unless he finds some of God in his father. A Sunday school teacher once asked her class to draw a picture of God. A little boy finished first and said, "I drew a picture of my daddy because I don't know what God looks like, but I know what my dad looks like." Exodus chapter 3. God said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations." Throughout the Bible, we see the Lord referred to as the God of my fathers, or the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that the father of the family honored was almost always the God that the family worshiped. In turn, if the father showed no respect or honor for God, the children would carry that same example into adulthood. The result, then, as we see today, is a drastic decline in moral, ethical, and spiritual values. How will our children know who God is and what He desires of us? Not primarily by what we say. They will learn about our God, whoever that may be, by the way we live our lives. When I was a child, I wanted to know Jesus because I saw Him in the lives of my dad and my grandfather. I pray that my children will grow to love and serve the God of their fathers, which includes me. How about you?